Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. We check the post for Nebraska Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Hope you had a great weekend. The Pro Bowl was yesterday. Yeah, I don't care either. All right, let's talk a little bit of Nebraska football. Now, everyone's kind of in this wait and see, and I don't want to say pessimistic attitude right now about Nebraska, but it's a little bit, man, you got to prove it to us. And trust me, I'm in that same boat too, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the deal. Going into last year, I said the offense was going to struggle. Now, I'm not saying the offense is all of a sudden going to blow the roof off the joint. We don't even know who our quarterback is going to be at the moment. But if you start to look around at different things, and we're going to look at the wide receiver position specifically today, I think the Huskers, all right, with a new wide receivers coach, all right, another year of experience for J.D. Spielman, Wandale Robinson, all right, and I think that they could have a potentially dangerous trio of wide receivers, especially when you add in junior college wide receiver Omar Manning. Now, Omar, he's 6'4", 225 pounds, the number one ranked junior college wide receiver in the entire country. Now, he's going to need to adjust to playing in the Big Ten. Obviously, that's where the big boys play, but I could see him stretching the field, being that deep threat down the field. And frankly, at 6'4", 225, I mean, Wandale, JD, all these guys that we've had and we have right now, a little bit smaller guys outside of our tight ends, he could be that big target that our quarterbacks just haven't had. Let's be honest, a tight end, a big wide receiver, that can be a quarterback's best friend. So I see Omar being able to stretch the field, being short yardage, goal line, being that big target. That could all make a difference for the Huskers as long as he's able to adjust to the Big Ten Conference, which I do. I do think he'll be able to do, especially after watching a little bit of film of this guy. Now, you go to senior J.D. Spielman. Now, he had a relatively quiet year last year. Okay, but he's an explosive returner. He's experienced, and I think that he can work those intermediate zones, those intermediate to short zones. All right, now, if he's able to play the way he was able to play early on, again, he didn't have a bad year last year at all, but by his standards, he was a little bit quiet last year. He could end up breaking a lot of records before he leaves the University of Nebraska. Now, you look at Wandale Robinson, all right, Mr. Do-It-All. Now, you can put him in the slot, you can put him a returner, you can put him at the running back position. Now, I do think we need a running back to emerge this year, and I think that guy could be Dedrick Mills. All right, now, if we could have Dedrick Mills emerge and maybe get a 1-2 punch, one of those younger guys in the running back backfield to emerge and get that 1-2 punch, because Dedrick's that big physical guy. And I'm going to talk about the running backs more in another show in the future. But if we had a running back emerge, Dedrick Mills, and get another guy to emerge, get that 1-2 punch, you could have Omar Manning, you could have Wandale Robinson, you could have J.D. Spielman. All right, that is a trio of potentially dangerous wide receivers, two of them that are proven in Spielman and Robinson. And that could give our quarterback, whoever that is, come the first game of the season, some good weapons around him. All right, now I'm going to talk later on about the offensive line. I'm going to talk about our tight ends, who are some big dudes themselves. I've made the joke before. They could, you know, be on a basketball team. They're so tall. Some of those guys need to start to emerge. It's time. I'm going to talk about the quarterback. But today, the wide receiver position, we got a lot of young, talented, speedy guys. But I think those three guys that I just mentioned, Omar, JD, and Wandale, could potentially be a dangerous trio of wide receivers as long as we're able to find a running back, get those three guys on the field, and a quarterback. At least a wide receiver position could be fun to watch. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.